is a week you are going to dine with the mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's a King of Kings who has set a table before you and me. Though we don't deserve it, but he has invited us in. So glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says man should examine himself before he comes to dine with the Lord. So we have to be more careful when we dine with the Lord, because there are consequences that we face when we dine with the Lord. If you dine with the Lord in purity, you gain strength. But when you dine with the Lord with guilt, there's also consequences for you. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we have to let people know what we are after. Amen.
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 Today we are going to read something from John. Actually, the message the Lord gave me as we were praying, he gave me a message that I should give to the church concerning Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So let's open our Bible to John 3:14. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was speaking. Amen.
Amen.
He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted. Amen.
Amen.
It's something that Jesus quoted. Something that has already what happened. So he was referring to something that has previously what happened. He said, the same way Moses lifted the serpent on the wilderness, so must the Son of God or the Son of Man also what be lifted. Amen.
Amen.
If you know the story itself, the Israelites were on their way what coming. When they sinned against God and Moses, in their heart, they spoke bad things about Moses and what? God. That is Numbers 21:9. If you read from there, you'll get all what I'm saying. They sinned against him without him knowing it. So the Lord God, who knows the heart of man, sent serpents to come and bite all of them. So anyone who will be bitten by the serpent, get it. Because the serpent was what? Poisonous. Destiny has some revelation inside. Once you are a sinner or you sin, the devil has control over your life. He can do anything you want. That time you are no more the Son of God again. Sin separated from God. Someday we are going to dine with the Lord. The matter tonight is set your eye upon the cross. Amen.
Amen.
So when they were on the wilderness, a lot of them got died. Then they went to Moses and asked and said to him, they confess, we sin against you and God. Pray for us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They what? They confessed their sins and they told Moses that pray for what? Us. So that the Lord will take this yoke or this burden from us. Then Moses went on his knees and talked with God. Then the Lord said to Moses, the serpent that are biting them, make a serpent with a bronze and set that serpent on what? A tree. If you can picture what I'm saying, it's the same as Christ on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
God said to Moses to make a bronze serpent and set it what? On a rod. Amen.
Amen.
So anyone who will be bitten by a serpent, he set his eye upon that bronze that is on the cross, then that person will get life. If we can picture it very well, you will understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about Jesus on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
Many things in the Old Testament was about what it was going to happen when Christ came. He was the only one that was going to be crucified to redeem man from his sins. Only if you set your eye upon him, then you can be saved. Amen.
Amen.
It's not about your integrity or your education. It's not how beautiful or handsome you are, but it is only him who can can grant you that permission. Amen.
Amen.
So when Christ came, when he was with the disciples, then he talked to them. But they were thinking, what is he talking about? So he quoted from what? That something that has happened previously before he came. So he was referring to something that happened in the wilderness when Moses was what? Bringing the Israelites from what? Egypt. All what he was telling to the disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can go to the Father except through me. Because I am the one who is going to be the shepherd on the cross for your redemption. Amen.
Amen.
Only if you believe him. So Moses went back to the people. Make the serpent on the rod. As the Lord has what? Instructed him. Like I said, if you want to find every story about it, it's Numbers 21:9 coming down. You can read everything there. But it was a revelation, something that is what? Going to happen. So the shadow just came. So the Israelites passed the shadow. But the real one was Jesus on the cross. Amen.
Amen.
So Moses made the serpent and put it on the cross, as the Lord said. So anyone who was bitten by a serpent, they set their eye on it, and the Spirit of God will come upon that bronze serpent, then they get healed. Amen.
Amen.
That means no matter our sins, if you confess, first they confess their sins. They went to Moses and said to him, we have sinned against God and you. So pray to God to take this thing from us. The first thing that a man needs is confession.
Amen.
You can go through your heart. You know yourself better than anybody here. You know whatever you go through. You and the Spirit of God is a witness to whatever you do. Amen.
Amen.
You know your heart desire. You know whatever you do in secret places. If only you can confess your sins and let go all bad things and set your eye on the cross and know that somebody's son died for you, then you can come here on Sunday with a beautiful heart and die with the God. Then you don't bring any calamity to your life, but rather what? Genuine things, blessing unto your life. Many of us come to the dining table thinking it's a place whereby you can just come and do anything. No. That's what true Paul, the Spirit of God, was saying. Man should what? Examine himself. Is somebody who is so holy, his blood, a blood that touched the ground, the earth shook. That's what you are taking in your mouth. Be very careful what you are dealing with. The Bible go on and say, that is why many of you are weak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When it comes to dining with the Lord, it's something that I treat very serious. Except you don't know what you are dealing with. Amen.
Amen.
If you remember when Christ died, according to the Bible, I think Matthew, the last verse of Matthew, some dead people even raised up, revealed themselves to their family members. Just imagine the kind of person we are talking about. He's God. And he has invited you. Just imagine the king of Netherlands invited you to a table. Can you go there with any kind of dressing? I'm sure you are going to buy a new suit that night. New shoes, new tie. Put what? A nice clothes. Look what? Presentable. And you come to the house of God, do anything you want. Everybody is eating. They give you, you take it. You know what you are eating. It's a covenant in his blood. That's what you are taking inside. Think about it. I hope tonight the Lord himself is going to reveal himself to you.
Amen.
For you to understand what you are dealing with. The Bible says it's not by might, not by power, but the Spirit of God. I know only if the Spirit of God reveal himself to you, then you can understand what I'm saying. Jesus on the cross. His side was pierced. He was bruised because of you. Because of our sins. Yesterday we said no. We keep on doing the same thing every day. Amen. Today I'm going to deal with my time. I'm not going to go more or less. But I want you to understand what we are dealing with. The Israelites set their eye. They believe in what Moses said. So anybody who was bitten by a serpent, if he cannot even walk to that place, the family or the people will help him. They will take him to the place. He will set his eye upon it. Just imagine, you've been bitten by a snake. And all they tell you is what? Look at the bronze stain over there, and you're going to be saved. It takes what? Faith and belief. You can believe what I'm saying or not, but that's what the Lord says to tell you. You can take it or leave it. But the Lord and the Spirit of God is a witness tonight that I've told you the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Man should examine himself. If you know you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, if you do all kind of bad things that is against the will of God, don't do it. Because brother or sister, don't know what you are dealing with. It's a serious thing that we need to teach about. But because, it's communion. Oh, it's just a drink we bought from Abatan. You serious about that? The day that the officers meet and pray over it, the Spirit of God comes inside it. Don't think it's just something. If not, then what power does it have? He said, do this in what? In remembrance of what? Me. He didn't say Joseph. So whatever you are doing, you are remembering what? Christ. Consider him standing there looking at you. You know your heart and you still do bad things. Yet you come into the same table. Do you know what you are taking back home? Maybe 1 year, 2 years, you not know. But maybe 5 to 10 years coming, then you are going to experience it. Because Christianity has three dimensions. The 30%, the 60%, and 100%. So somebody who can send 30%, it can take him 5-6 years. Nothing. Then the results start coming. 60%, that is maturity. 1 year, you have to see the result of it. When you are 100% going, it can happen the same time. Because that time you have confrontation with God. So whatever you do, God speaks to you one-on-one. If you read all the Bible very well, you see the people who are having confrontation with God, anytime they do something, God speaks to them direct. They have developed what? 100%. So don't see that people sin, they do it. You don't know their level of what? Christianity. Be very careful. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Salvation is what? Individual. I pray that tonight the Lord is going to touch your heart.
Amen.
For you to know what you are dealing with. I remember something happened back in the days when I was in Ghana. That time I was still a youth promoted to the senior side. And that time it was this pastor, now apostle, Lord Ajay at Bantu Magistrate. Somebody took this thing that I'm talking about. I think it's in the history of Church of Pentecost. It was not something that you like to see it. He said, I didn't know it was so powerful like that. You serious about that? You think the people are making jokes of it? No. It's true, he has set table before you. Come and dine with him. But he also gives you a condition. Examine yourself before you come. So if I know I am a clubbing kind of person, I go and do all nasty things, I don't need to come to the temple of the Holy One. Don't forget about one thing. Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son, his father went to Jerusalem and took the cup of the Lord, the Holy God. The king knew God that he's dealing with, so he never touched the cup. But his stubborn son, he said, no, my father never did this, but I will do it. Including his girlfriends. He took the cup and drank of it. The moment you put it down, then a certain hand came and wrote something on it. No one was able to tell about what was written on it, except the one with the Spirit of God. And he said, you, the voice says he has carried you and weighed you, but you don't deserve it. Be extra careful with what you're going to do on Sunday. Don't let anyone push you, because you don't know the trouble behind it. Don't be forced about your eldership, your deaconship, your deaconesship. Think about you. If you know you deserve it, glory be to God. But if you don't, wait till you are what? Purified. Wait till the day comes that you think you are cleansed, then you move forward for it. May the peace of the Lord be with us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads and pray.